Next up, Jewel of the South. It's a relatively new bar, opened in 2019. Chris Hanna, formerly of Arno's French 75, is a partner there and also the head barman. It's named after a bar that appeared in the 19th century. It was run by a guy named Joseph Santini, a well-known bartender who also worked at the St. Louis Hotel, right in the French Quarter. And he came up with this drink in the 1850s called the Brandy Cresta. It was sort of a game changer in a lot of ways. It was one, the first known drink that introduced lemon to brandy, so it became the precursor to the sidecar. Also the first drink that did a sugared rim. That basically allows you to decide how much sweetness you want in your drink by choosing where along the rim you can drink it. It's a great drink. I've gone through sort of several stages of fame. The first being in 1862, Jerry Thomas included it in his first book, the first known cocktail guide published. It sort of went into an eclipse after that, just because it was difficult to make. You had to do the sugared rim. It also called for a horse neck lemon peel that would fit the top of the glass. That was also a pain to put in there. Also generally called for cognac, which was expensive to use. So it sort of faded. It came back somewhat later when Dave Wondrich rediscovered it and wrote it up. Chris Hanna realized that this was a critical part of New Orleans history, and he reintroduced it at the Arno's French 75 restaurant and then brought it to the New Jewel of the South, where it's really the centerpiece drink of his new establishment.
He perfected it. I mean, I've made the recipe at home from Jerry Thomas, and it's nowhere near as lovely as the one that Chris Hanna makes at Jewel. It is one of the best drinks in the city, bar none, and the history is just a bonus. As far as I'm concerned, I would drink it if it was invented yesterday.